Exclusive: Republican Jim Bognett slams slippery, corrupt Matt Cartwright for taking Saudi-backed money. By Jacob Bliss on October 8, 2022. Pennsylvania Republican Jim Bognett, running in the Keystone State's 8th Congressional District, slammed his slippery and corrupt opponent, Democrat Representative Matt Cartwright, on Breitbart News Saturday, for taking tens of thousands of dollars from lobbyists and corporate PACs with connections to Saudi Arabia. Bognett responded to the attacks from Cartwright and Democrat-aligned groups about his previous employer's work with the Middle Eastern country. The Republican told Breitbart News's Washington bureau chief Matthew Boyle that Cartwright's campaign ads are on a slippery slope. Cartwright's taken tens of thousands of dollars from lobbyists for Saudi Arabia, Bognett said, partially referring to a recent Breitbart News story that outlined the Democrat congressman's hypocrisy. He's taking hundreds of thousands of dollars this election and more than a million from the biggest corporations' lobbyists in the country. People like Boeing and Capital One, and GE. His father was the president of GE Canada, and he grew up in Canada. Bognett explained further that Cartwright has been taking the campaign donations from huge companies outside the district to run ads against the Republican, claiming he worked on behalf of foreign countries. "It is so sick and twisted that you would take lobbyists' money and corporate money from out of our district to then run ads, accusing your opponent of being what you are. But that's a slippery and slick and just evil," Bignett said. "These people are mad, they will do and say anything to protect their power. If we want to change the direction of our country, if we want to turn things around, we can't keep voting for the same jokers." Breitbart Middle. Jim Bognett, October 8, 2022. The Keystone State Republican described the stark differences between his upbringing versus Cartwright, illustrating how Bognett's grandfather was an immigrant and how he worked for a living while the Democrat married into wealth. "My grandfather was an Italian immigrant coal miner. He had 9 children. I drive a car that has 165,000 miles on it. I'm a working person. I come from a construction background. My family owns a construction company. My high school and college education was digging ditches," Bognett stated. Cartwright married into the wealthiest family in Scranton, Pennsylvania. "They're a big group of trial lawyers. They sue small businesses. He has earned over $10 million of money. Him and his wife, while he's in Congress, he's become a multi-millionaire, between $10 and $20 million, and you hit the nail on the head. You know how he gets to work while we're driving beat-up old cars and paying $4 and $5 a gallon for gas. He's flying a private jet from Scranton, Pennsylvania, down to Washington, D.C., and you know who's paying to park that jet? The taxpayers." Bognett went on to explain another recent story about Cartwright, where he was suspiciously silent after reports came to light that he used taxpayer funds to pay the monthly parking fees for his private plane. "Every month, Cartwright pays $425 to the Delaware River and Bay Authority, which operates the Newcastle Airport in Delaware." A report from the Washington Free Beacon noted that the monthly price matches the airport's advertised small hangar monthly storage price. The monthly payments to the Delaware River and Bay Authority were marked on Cartwright's financial disclosures as taxi/parking/tolls in district office parking, despite the airport being outside his congressional district. Cartwright's office did not respond to multiple requests for comments at the time seeking clarification about the monthly payments. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.